Hello everyone, this is Gabby.
Hello everyone, this is Mark.
How are you all keeping?
What is it like being at home so much?
Life has certainly changed a lot recently.
What are the good bits about being at home all the time?
And what are the less good bits?
This message is especially for children.
Yes, that's right, for children of any age.
We have loads of children in our church.
Some are under 10.
And some are over 80.
The Bible says that everyone who receives Jesus and believes in him, they become children of God.
So even though this message is especially for children,
you are really welcome to listen in, however old or young you are.
We would like to remind you of an incident from Jesus' life.
Some things that happened when he was still a child.
That's right, before he even became a teenager.
You can read all about it in your Bible.
In Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52.
Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover.
When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom.
After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it.
Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends.
When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him.
After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
"Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?"
But they did not understand what he was saying to them.
Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them.
But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Jesus went with his family on an excursion.
They went to Jerusalem,
the capital city,
the most important city.
And they went to the temple,
the most important building in the city,
the biggest building in the city,
the most beautiful building in the city.
It must have been awesome.
It must have been breathtaking.
It must have been amazing.
It must have been wow.
And it was lots of fun going on a journey.
With all your friends.
And your family.
And of course, for Jesus, it was even more special.
Jesus is God.
And Jesus knew that the temple was his father's house.
And that is why he stayed behind when his family and friends had started to go home.
And Jesus was sitting in the temple, talking to the teachers,
listening to them and asking them questions.
And Luke what it says in verse 47.
Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers.
When his parents saw him, they were astonished.
I think you would have been astonished too.
Exactly. Think about it. He was only 12 years old.
Now, it must have been hard for his mum and dad.
How would you have reacted in such a situation?
His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you."
And this is what Jesus said in reply.
"Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?"
But his parents did not understand what Jesus was saying to them.
And do you know what happened next?
It says in verse 51.
Then Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to his mother and father.
After all the excitement of the exhortation,
after all the sounds and smells of the big city,
after all the fun of traveling with friends and family,
the Bible says that Jesus went home and was obedient to his mother and father.
What did that mean?
We don't know exactly, but we can have a pretty good guess.
It probably means that he was helpful around the house.
It probably means that he did what he was asked or told.
It probably means he was considerate to others in the house.
It probably means that he thought of others.
It probably means that he shared things and waited patiently for his turn.
It probably means that he was polite and considerate.
It probably means that he was kind to the other children.
It probably means that he always said please and thank you.
And what else do we know?
Well, we also get told, let me look for it. Here it is, at the end of verse 51 and also verse 52, his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and man.
What do you think that means?
I think it means, amongst other things, that his mum treasured him and the way that he was. And he grew up to be really healthy. His body got strong and he became wise too.
So why have we told you all this today?
I expect that you have worked it out already.
When Jesus was a child, there were times when he went to exciting places and saw new and amazing things.
And there were also times when he had to stay at home.
When he was a boy, he was 100% God and 100% human.
And even though he was 100% God, he was still obedient to his parents.
And right now,
because of coronavirus,
we are all having to stay at home a lot more than normally.
Let's make the most of every day.
Let's be kind to each other at home.
Let's be helpful around the house.
Let's do what we are asked or told.
Let's be considerate to each other.
Let's be aware of each other's needs and feelings.
Let's be willing to share and to wait patiently for our turn.
Let's be polite and considerate.
And let's remember to say please and thank you.
Will that change anything?
I think it will make our homes into really wonderful places to be.
And I think that, just like with Jesus, it will help us to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and other people.
Thank you for listening to us. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.